Now turn to part 4, questions 16 to 20. You will hear a boy called Logan talking about his hobby, keeping bees in New York City, USA. For each question, circle the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today I'm talking to Logan Reed, who keeps bees as a hobby in New York City. So, Logan, how did your interest in beekeeping begin? Did you learn about bees at school?
Actually, I love biology as a subject at school, but we've never studied bees. My friend's mom keeps bees near where I live, which is downtown New York City. I learned loads about them from her. Then my parents and I asked the owner of the apartment building where I live if I could keep bees on the roof. I couldn't believe it when he said I could go for it.
And is it easy to keep bees?
I thought I might have trouble getting my homework done because beekeeping would take up so much time, but that hasn't been a problem. I have a special suit and hat to protect my body when I'm working with the bees, and at first I found wearing them really hot and uncomfortable, but it's fine now. One thing that wasn't as hard as I thought it'd be was learning the differences between the various kinds of bees. In fact, it was very interesting.
So what do you do with the honey your bees produce?
Well, honey makes an awesome gift that my friends and relatives love, but I keep most of it for myself so I can bake stuff like bread and cakes. They're so delicious. And I've entered several competitions with it, but I haven't won any prizes yet.
Do you have any advice for teenagers who want to keep bees?
Start small, with just one bee house. And if you enjoy the hobby, you could buy more later and maybe end up with two or three. Think about getting a copy of Beekeeping for Teenagers. It covers everything you need to know in one book, and I found it very useful. I'm sure one day there'll be clubs for teenage beekeepers to exchange tips, too.
And apart from talking to me today, do you plan to share your knowledge about beekeeping in any other ways?
Well, I went to an amazing presentation about how important bees are, and so I thought about what I could do. Instead of creating a blog about bees, because there are lots of those on the internet already, I've decided to show other teenagers what beekeeping is all about by making a video. It won't be long or anything, just me explaining how to look after bees properly.
Sounds great, Logan.
Now listen again.
Today I'm talking to Logan Reed, who keeps bees as a hobby in New York City. So, Logan, how did your interest in beekeeping begin? Did you learn about bees at school?
Actually, I love biology as a subject at school, but we've never studied bees. My friend's mom keeps bees near where I live, which is downtown New York City. I learned loads about them from her. Then my parents and I asked the owner of the apartment building where I live if I could keep bees on the roof. I couldn't believe it when he said I could go for it.
And is it easy to keep bees?
I thought I might have trouble getting my homework done because beekeeping would take up so much time, but that hasn't been a problem. I have a special suit and hat to protect my body when I'm working with the bees, and at first I found wearing them really hot and uncomfortable, but it's fine now. One thing that wasn't as hard as I thought it'd be was learning the differences between the various kinds of bees. In fact, it was very interesting.
So what do you do with the honey your bees produce?
Well, honey makes an awesome gift that my friends and relatives love, but I keep most of it for myself so I can bake stuff like bread and cakes. They're so delicious. And I've entered several competitions with it, but I haven't won any prizes yet.
Do you have any advice for teenagers who want to keep bees?
Start small, with just one bee house. And if you enjoy the hobby, you could buy more later and maybe end up with two or three. Think about getting a copy of Beekeeping for Teenagers. It covers everything you need to know in one book, and I found it very useful. I'm sure one day there'll be clubs for teenage beekeepers to exchange tips, too.
And apart from talking to me today, do you plan to share your knowledge about beekeeping in any other ways?
Well, I went to an amazing presentation about how important bees are, and so I thought about what I could do. Instead of creating a blog about bees, because there are lots of those on the internet already, I've decided to show other teenagers what beekeeping is all about by making a video. It won't be long or anything, just me explaining how to look after bees properly.
Sounds great, Logan.
That is the end of part 4.